Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and on Saturday, January 18th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Renaissance Hotel over at Stapleton, the Denver NAACP will be celebrating their 110th anniversary of freedom fighting. And right now in studio, I am joined by Sondra Young. She is the NAACP Denver branch president. So she's here to tell us just a little bit more about the activity that's going to, the event. It's actually a gala that's going to be happening on Saturday. Once again, Saturday, January 18th, starting at 11 a.m. So welcome, Sondra.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, okay, we've got a few things going on here that I wanted to talk to you about because, you're in the final month. January is the final month of a year-long recognition of the national institution's continued fight for freedom,
correct,
justice, educational, social, economic, and political equality for all.
Correct.
Okay, so for people who didn't know that there was a year-long celebration or who are excited, or kind of sad maybe that it's coming to an end,
yes,
can you give us a little bit more information or details on that?
Well, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, is celebrating 110 years. We began officially on February 9th, 1909. We adapted the birth date of Abraham Lincoln for the emancipation of slavery. So we're celebrating 110 years, but we will continue. We are the oldest civil rights organization in the United States. So that is just the beginning. So starting in February, we'll be celebrating 111 years.
So basically, the NAACP came to Colorado in 1915. Is that correct? After the film Birth of a Nation?
Yes. The NAACP in general started rallies and marched against that movie, The Birth of a Nation, because it glamorized the KKK movement and lynching. And so in Denver, which was one of the few states that said no to that, we also had Chicago and Philadelphia that said no to showing that movie. And Denver said no, and there we were able to birth the NAACP Denver at that time in the Five Points area.
Okay, in the Five Points area.
Yeah.
Okay, now this Freedom Fund Gala, I know that there's going to be money raised. It's going to be helping some local projects that are going on, local community outreach projects, different things like that. We've got homelessness, because there's a lot. I mean,
yes.
We even see the tent villages happening.
Yes.
And, you can't help but not see it. I mean, you've got to, not be paying attention. Then we've got a homelessness situation here. But there's also, there's a way to provide a stage for budding poets and artists to perform, different things like that. So could you tell our listeners just a little bit more about what's going to be happening with some of those proceeds?
So with our proceeds, what we've been doing for the last 2 years is every fourth Saturday we feed the unhoused. That's what we like to call them. So we give them coffee and donuts every fourth Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. 22nd and Lawrence, and we will continue to do that. We also have a stage that we provide for budding artists that do spoken word. We go to different locations. We don't have a solid location with that now, but that's one of the things that we do. We also play a game called the cash flow game. And the cash flow game teaches our community how to be responsible with economics, how to have financial literacy. So we will continue that. And one of our major things that we do, we work with kids. Education, we know, is our forefront to really getting ahead in life and to really know what's going on. So we really try to make sure that kids are well-educated. And so we have just started a new program with the hands-on approach program. We want to touch over 100 kids to teach them how to advocate for themselves, be it in school, the school board, city, state, or on the national level. How do you educate? How do you advocate for yourself to get the things that you need as a student? The cash flow game is offered to youth and to community people. We just want to teach our community how to be financially responsible.
Okay.
So the cash flow game actually takes you through the rat race. This is what we do daily, right?
Okay.
The life that we live, we find ourselves in this rat race. So this game gives us an amount of money, gives you a career, gives you a house, gives you other responsibilities. And so you know how to make your income, have you grow you to a better outcome.
So
it can be grown. It can be taught anywhere. With the homeless, like we're right now just feeding them, and we also provide them socks. So we take donations for socks because if your feet are warm, you can kind of stay a little warmer. So we do take donations for socks at our meetings at the second Saturday of every month.
And that's kind of ironic for you to say that. I moved to LA for a few years, and a friend of mine, he really liked helping out on Skid Row, and he did. He asked for donations for socks. I'm like, what the heck? Why? You know, yes. And he said that that's a continuous thing. That's yes. a big problem mm-hmm. for them, you know, because if their feet get wet or just yes. whatever, you know, or clean socks.
Clean
just period.
Socks. We like new socks.
New socks.
Yeah, we like to give them new socks because, you know, like you just said, if your feet are warm, you can stay a little warmer. And they go through a lot of socks, so we always take donation of socks.
Okay, now I want to swing back to the gala because it's going to start at 11 a.m. And there is a thing, too. I mean, you know, we've got the adults, but then there's also youth are encouraged to go. There's a push for young people to attend.
Yes. So what we did, we tried to get companies. We asked companies to give to sponsor youth coming. So we had 40 tickets that we given to youth already that were free. We would like to bring more kids in, so if you want to sponsor, please do not hesitate to call us or go to our website and sponsor our youth table. But we think the message that happens today is a message that kids need to hear. We stand on shoulders of greatness, and so we want them to stand on our shoulders to continue this work in fighting for economic justice, civil justice, social justice, and equality.
Okay, now during this gala, what's going to, or we have, it just, is it black tie, or are we having, is it a brunch, a luncheon?
It's a brunch.
Different speakers?
A brunch, and we have a speaker called Iffy Ike. Iffy Ike was very known for hoodies on the hilltop after the death of Trayvon Martin. Mm. And she's been in the trenches doing this work for a while. She's out of New York. And she's a great speaker. You can definitely go to her website and see her, Iffy Ike, I-F-Y, Ike, I-K-E. And she has a powerful message for our young men and women. She also worked with Obama with Boys to Men, that foundation, so she can really speak life into young men and women.
Okay, great. And the gala itself?
The gala is a brunch. It's at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Renaissance Hotel, 3801 Quebec Street, Denver 80207. And you can always reach us on our website, NAACPDenver.org, and push the banner on there and purchase a ticket. The tickets are only $75 a person. You can buy a table. You can sponsor at any level. Like I said, you are always welcome to sponsor a youth table because we want to have our kids there.
You had made a statement recently, and you said, not much has changed since the creation of the NAACP 110 years ago. And as we highlight these achievements during this year's gala, we cannot forget that we're still tirelessly fighting against the hatred and bigotry that face our people of color. If you could just elaborate more, just a little bit more on
that. Well, the reason I stated that, we know that the climate is really volatile, especially for black men right now. We can see that we've had over 400 murders of black men by policing in the last year. That's a large number of black men. We know that the civil rights movement, they said that we've had the highest rage of bigotry and racism since the civil rights movement. That's taking us back like 5 decades. Mm-hmm. And so the climate right now is racist. And so it is up to us, like you said, to share the love and to understand how we can help community. Like Martin said, if you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl, but by all means, do something. And so we need people to see community as all of us together, working together, forming community. But let's do something to make it be community.
Okay, and another thing, I don't know if you had said this, but I had gotten, in Denver, there is not only the challenge of teaching the rich stories about how African-American pioneers helped build our great city, but to also promote diversity with integrity so that Denver's governance and prosperity is shared equally in all communities.
Correct.
Okay, so could you elaborate a little bit more, or would you like to touch on that?
Well, we want to make sure that the economics wealth gap and education gap is closed. Right now we have a huge wealth and education gap in Colorado between African Americans and other races. We have disparities in economics with contracts and other things. We have disparities in education. We have the highest rate of disciplinary actions in school. So those are education gaps that we have to close. Those are wealth gaps that we have to close. And we have to figure out a way to make that happen. We can just come to this part of town. We can see how there's so many unhoused people, or so the ratio distribution of funds down in even this area of Five Points has not been equal. So when you have community, it is necessary that we are all on the equal, on the same playing field. And, you know, we can look at, we don't only look at equality, we look at equity. And equity means that we may have the same thing, but I may need more help than you because I'm coming from behind.
Okay.
So we want to look at equity for our people going forward, realizing that we are coming from a different place. Slavery was real. The effects of slavery still have a ripple effect on us. And so we are still coming from behind. So we are doing our best to close that gap. And so that is what we talk about when we talk about having a diverse community that really cares and works together and realizes that this is how community looks like with everybody on the same playing field.
Okay, so two website addresses I'd like to get from you. Okay. First of all, if I want to find out just more about, you know, if I just maybe want to volunteer or help out, you know, you said, you know, you're giving out, was it the
socks?
The socks, okay, but also to the coffee and donuts.
Yes, that's all with the socks. We give that every fourth Saturday on 22nd and Lawrence. But you always can find our flyer. We have several ways to reach us. We have Facebook, NAACP Denver. We have Instagram, NAACP Denver. We have Twitter, Denver NAACP. And our website is DenverNAACP.org. No, I'm sorry. It is NAACPDenver.org. And so on there, you can find our events that are coming up. You can buy a ticket. Whatever you need. If you have a question, please leave that. And we invite you to come to our meetings every second Saturday at New Hope Baptist Church, 3701 Colorado Boulevard, from 11 to 12. If you have a question about some of the things that we're doing in our community, if you want to volunteer and give us your time, treasures, or talents, we're there for that too. So that's, again, 11 to 12 every second Saturday at New Hope Baptist Church. We would love to have you come.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Best of luck on the gala. And once
again,
it's Saturday, January 18th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Renaissance Hotel at the Stapleton, right?
That's right. Thank you so much, and God bless you.